Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. A practice today built upon and around the theme of nurturing, tending to our mind, body, and spirit through body awareness, through breath, and visualization. Now is the time to nurture you. And we start this process by taking these initial moments to get really comfortable, either lying or sitting reclined, grabbing any and all props that you may need today. Not just supporting body, but supporting mind and spirit too. A blanket, a bolster, an eye pillow, crystals and stones, maybe you dim the lights, close the curtains, etc., etc. Maybe you put on your coziest sweater or change your socks. Whatever sets the tone for nurturing. How could you nurture yourself here and now? And if you did opt to lay down today, let your forehead rest a little higher than the chin. The palms of your hands can either face up, maybe down to the sides of the body, maybe one hand on belly, the other to the chest. And if you are choosing to sit, really lean back into the support of whatever is behind you. Make sure the feet aren't dangling up off of the surface. And while I do encourage you to eventually close your eyes for this practice, always know that at any point in time, you can blink the eyes open if you need to. You could even flow through this entire practice with the eyes softly ajar or softly opened if that would feel more peaceful and appropriate for you today. So, with the eyes either closed or slightly ajar, breathe in and feel the sensations that exist on the surface of your skin. Air, clothing, texture, temperature. What is your skin in contact with? Now listen for the sounds in the space that surrounds you. Allow your awareness to drift from sound to sound, like a feather drifting on the soft wind. Allow your attention to touch on each sound, hearing and acknowledging it before moving on to the next, and the next, and the next. And from the awareness of sound, begin to refine your circle of focus as if you could zoom your attention into your own body. So from external to the internal, listen for any sounds, any pulses, any vibrations inside yourself. Listen for every sound or absence of sound internally. And from this awareness of internal sound, become more and more familiar and attuned to the feeling of your breath, focusing in, honing in, zooming in on the sound and the feeling, the presence of the breath as it travels up and down those two parallel channels in your nose. Body breathing. And release that. Could you feel your entire right side body now? Your whole right side from crown of head to the outside of the right foot and tips of toes. And imagine the right side relaxing over to the right, as if the entire right side body could just gently fall out, away, and down from the center. Now, feel the entire left side body. Feel the whole left side blossoming open, relaxing entirely over and down to the left, as if your whole left side body were falling away from the center. Now imagine that your entire right side body could inhale, as if every cell on your right side body could breathe in. And when you get to the top of your inhale, shift that awareness to the left side, imagining that the whole left side can exhale. When you get to the bottom of the exhale, imagine that the left side can breathe in. Imagine that the right side can breathe out. Whole right side inhales up. Whole left side exhales down. Inhale left side. Exhale right. Inhale right, exhale left. Continue on with this same pattern of breathing on your own. And each time you move through one cycle of inhale and exhale, begin counting down backwards, starting at the number 12, counting each cycle of breath until you finally, possibly, reach zero. Inhale, exhale, 12. Inhale, exhale, 11. Count your breath backwards. 12, counting down. If you lose count or finish, go ahead and start over again. Right side and left side body breathing. And let go of your count wherever you are. And bring all of your awareness into the heart space. Landing here, breathing here, exploring your heart. And ask yourself, what do I desire most of all to nurture myself? What do I desire most of all to nurture within? This is your Sankalpa, your intention or mantra, based on your heart's longing, your heart's knowing. Create your intention, your Sankalpa now in the positive present tense, as though it is already your truth, already the truth. Silently in your mind or out loud if you wish, from the heart, your intention to nurture you 3 times. Notice your breath. Your breath in is now an invitation for the vital energy of your intention to support and nourish you. And your out-breath is the acknowledgement of that longing. Your breath reaching far and wide as you embody your intention. It's already happening. It already exists. Breathe in. Breathe out. And envision now the light, the glow of your intention above you, illuminating, glowing like the sun. Feel your whole body encapsulated, cocooned, illuminated with this glow. This illumination, this light flows down over the crown of your head. Notice the sensation of this light against your scalp. Maybe it's warm and tingly. Feel this light move its way down over and through the forehead, your eyebrows, an illumination, a warmth at the space between your eyebrows. Softening, releasing any tension there. The eyelids and eyes relaxing, warming and softening. Now this light flows down over your nose. Breathe in and feel this light enter into your nostrils, through your brain and into the back of your head. Notice the sensation it brings with it. A warm, loving, nurturing radiance. And on your next exhale, this light journeys on to relax and soften your ears, through temples and cheek bones, through the lips, chin, and jaw. Notice your tongue illuminated, the roof of your mouth and the throat, swallowing now to feel all the sides of your throat. This warm, radiant light rolls down your neck and flows over the collarbones into both shoulders. This light hugging your shoulders for a moment. The light reaches down through both of the upper arms, illuminating the elbows, forearms, and the circles of both of your wrists. And it moves all the way through both hands, through root knuckles, out to fingertips. The warm, tingly sensation it brings. Imagine now the light becoming a ball in the palms of both of your hands. It radiates brightly as it moves from the palms through to the back side of both of your hands. Feeling your hands completely illuminated. And this light shoots its way back up through the arms, wrists, forearms, elbows, upper arms, hugging the shoulders again. Then feel the light meet and pause to nestle in your chest, the heart and chest fully illuminated. Now imagine the closed bud of a lotus flower right here in your heart. And on every inhale, this ball of light grows larger and larger, shining brightly out into the world. Let your heart be filled with light. This lotus opens, growing larger and larger, shining brighter and brighter with every inhale, feeling lightness, warmth, love and joy, heart center. And on your next out-breath, feel this light gently and lovingly drop down to warm your belly and your hips, releasing, softening any tension here. It continues on by wrapping around, hugging the backside of your pelvis, the lower back, the middle back, and both shoulder blades. Breathe in this light through the center of your shoulder blades. Breathe out this light and watch as it washes over your front side again, traveling down belly, through hips, both thighs, both knees, the shins and calves. Light encircles your ankles and reaches out to both big toes, second toes, third, fourth, pinky toes. The light wraps around the soles and heels of your feet and shines back down into the earth. Breathe in and watch this light flow back up through the earth, through the heels to the crown of the head. Breathe out and allow this light to flow all the way back down, head, heels, permeating into the earth. Held, grounded, and nurtured in this light. Now from this place here and now, envision and simply feel a lush forest in the morning. Purple soft silk. The taste and color of dark chocolate. Dried, crunching autumn leaves. A majestic waterfall. A blue heron. Sun shining through tree branches. Your favorite song. The smell of cinnamon. A starry night sky. Paint on a canvas. The laugh of a loved one. The feeling of the earth beneath your feet. The feeling of the earth beneath your feet. Feel your bare feet in the cool, refreshing soil. You are standing barefoot in front of an old, majestic oak tree. It's a beautiful sunny day with the sun peeking through the leaves and the branches, still managing to kiss your cheeks. You lay your hand upon the bark of this old oak tree. It feels alive and it sparks something within you. Standing at the foot of this old, wise oak, your heart beats in sync with that of the tree. It feels like a part of you, like another organ, feeling as though you were connected to, as though you were made of its leaves and branches, its bark, much like your laugh lines and your imperfections, all signs of a life well lived. Slowly running your gaze along its bark, you notice a knot that resembles a doorknob. Curious, you lay your hand upon this bark, this knot, and you try to turn it, and it turns easily. Open this magical, whimsical door of this tree and step inside the old wise oak. The forest has gone, and a sandy path leading to a pond now lays before you. The sun welcomes you again in this new sacred place. It reaches out and it warms you. You dig your toes into the warm, silky sand. Above you, you spot a blue heron flying towards the pond. Its presence feels familiar, like home, and you decide to follow its path towards the pond as well. As you walk through the sand and eventually arrive at the water's edge, you notice the exact spot where the sun meets the water. A single feather has fallen from the blue heron, landing onto the water. This blue feather begins to float as if guided by the sun towards you. You drop your hand towards the water, now reaching for the blue feather. You grab it. This feather is a gift for you, and it holds a sacred message for you today. Hold this feather. Feel the heart of it and receive that message now. You smile at the blue heron, which has now landed at the other side of the pond, gazing at you, watching over you, accepting its gift. And with the now setting sun, you head back to where you began, along the sandy path, opening the door of the old oak tree and stepping through. Standing tall at the foot of the old oak, taking a moment to thank it, to thank the blue heron for the journey it has given you today. With gratitude, the seed starts to dissolve. Still feeling the heart of your sacred message, this entire journey still buzzing from within, illuminating you from within. Fall down and back behind this darkened screen, behind closed eyes, resting at the heart of you. With gratitude and appreciation for your journey today, you could start to welcome a more expansive breath into your body, slowly coming back to awareness. Maybe you would like to wiggle your fingers and toes whenever you're ready. Just take a moment here to breathe deep, thinking about your gift, your message that you've received today in this nurturing practice. Any movements, wiggles, stillness, if you feel called to sit up or roll over or flop to your belly, go ahead and do so now slowly, mindfully. Whatever you need, whatever would nurture. Maybe you pause to bring your hands over your heart, or simply imagine doing just that, allowing my words to become yours, ours. I wake up finally realizing how wonderful it is to be who I am. Made out of earth and water, my own thoughts, feelings, and fingerprints. I take all of the time to love, accept, and nurture all parts of me. With hands at my heart center, I bow to you. I am grateful for you, our practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.